Phoneboy Speaks, episode 642, iOS 8 Thoughts.
As I'm recording this, it's been about 12 hours since iOS 8 has been released to the masses. And over the last 48 hours or so, there's been, a metric ton of application updates, and some of which were bug fixes, and some of which are, new feature releases. I think the two things that I have been the most most happy with are the changes to the share sheets, which means that an application can register in when you say share this URL or picture, right? That whether you're not just limited to Apple's defaults, an application can register in the share sheet, and then you can share the contents of whatever that is with that application. And so that's also enabled some things. For example, both 1Password and LastPass have a similar feature now, where I can, in using just the native Safari browser, I can now use LastPass to authenticate and pull from my LastPass store, and it actually will authenticate me using my thumbprint, which is kind of cool. So that's a nice little feature, and that's certainly one thing. And then of course being able to interact with web page. Another thing I can do from Safari is send a URL to something like a pinboard client, and actually get and have that link be saved in my pinboard without having to exit the Safari browser or copy paste or whatever. And so that's been really helpful. The inter-app communications. There's also going to be some other stuff coming with being able to respond on the lock screen to certain things, or to be able to do that. So I've been using apps that support OpenN for a while, but I think, and also I guess, a lot of people have been impressed with third-party keyboards. I have not necessarily been, although I did buy Text Expander today. So in any app I can type, and it will immediately change the text snippets from I can type in a small thing and have it replace it with something else. But now, of course, iOS has had this feature for a while, but Text Expander allows much more elaborate sort of replacements and such, and it's useful. And also, if you use Text Expander on the Mac, it's even better, because then you can actually synchronize those two things, and so it makes it really easy to enter large amounts of text. But of course, iOS 8 has its share of issues. I mean, certain apps that haven't been updated yet, of course, there's been some issues, with some of the apps and also just getting iOS 8 downloaded, right? I mean, you have to have a lot of space in your device to do the over-the-air upgrade. Apple servers, of course, have been just like hammered. So, that's a whole other thing. And another, if you have an older device, some people say don't upgrade because it, degrades the experience or whatever. And that's fine, right? I mean, you don't have to upgrade right away. In fact, I've also seen some people say, well, we're going to wait for, 8.0.1 whenever it comes out, because I'm sure it'll fix some bugs. Yeah, the first version of any release is, you always need to, find, there's always going to be people that find bugs and stuff. And, I'm pretty happy with it so far. I mean, it was, the other thing too is that the App Store was updating apps multiple times. It seems like I had to load LastPass twice, for instance. And when I loaded it yesterday on Tuesday, it upgraded to the new version, but it didn't support the Safari, or it didn't support the extension, so I couldn't use the Safari stuff correctly. But when it updated again, I was able to use it. So So if you've got a lot of apps on your phone, just you'll probably find updates every 5 or 10 minutes. It seems like, as Apple blows through the approval queue. And I'm looking forward to seeing new apps, of course, as people take advantage of iOS 8. But so far, so good. And, I'll be playing with more apps in the coming days as I'm being the tech douchebag that I am. And, I'd be interested in what your thoughts are on iOS 8.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.